encouraging every step. You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Mike Maynard. He's the executive director of Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. And Mike, we've interviewed you in the past. For those who don't know what the mission is or maybe who have forgotten, could you give us a little bit of an overview of who you are and what it is that you guys do?
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having us on again and letting us tell the community the impact that Hillcrest Bruce Mission is making in the neighborhood here locally and really across the whole area. This is one of the special things is this is our 50th year of loving our neighbor. And it was 50 years ago in 1971 when the mission started helping some folks in the neighborhood with some food and clothes. And it's really turned in to quite the helping agency that really focuses on all aspects of helping people to get better and to be better. And so the four main things that we focus on here at the mission is, first of all, is people's emergency needs, whether that be food or clothing or cleaning or hygiene items, or it could be school supplies. It could even be, you know, someone that's homeless or needs housing. You know, our thing is that you really can't focus on anything else until those basic needs are met. So that's a big part of what we do, and it's really our compassionate arm of the mission to really help people in some of their most troublesome times with some of the most critical help that they can need. But once someone has had those basic needs taken care of, then there's other needs that they need to focus on. And that's when our health program comes into play. And so a lot of folks have insurance, but they're not exactly sure what it covers. They may not be exactly sure which providers take their insurance. And so we can help get them matched up with their provider. We have insurance representatives that come here monthly to explain to people what their insurance covers. And then we have a grant program that can help people pay for things that their insurance won't pay for. And so we have helped a lot of folks out with dentures. In fact, over the last few years, I know we've helped over 500 people get dentures. Because whether you've got Medicaid insurance or Medicare insurance, it just doesn't cover dentures. So we help out with their health needs. And so once their health needs are taken care of, then we kind of start to focus on their educational and their employment needs. And so if they're pursuing to maybe get an education, then we can help them with their math, reading, and English. We have instructors here through our adult education program. We can help them get their GED. We can help them get into college or vocational school if they're wanting to go to a particular career. So if they've already got some skills or they've got some education, then we can help them with interviewing skills, resume skills. We can do work ethic assessments. We can do digital skills training or even financial literacy training, and can help open the doors to a lot of places that need folks to work. We can help get those interviews for them. And then once they've kind of got that taken care of, then we focus on their spiritual and their social needs. And so we have a ladies' Bible study that meets here every single week. We have bingo, we have homemakers, we have nutrition classes, we have a men's group, and we also help sponsor kids to some different summer camps, summer day camps, summer overnight camps, and so work on folks that way. So it's really this whole person concept of really trying to help someone through all these different things. To make sure that they are whole and that they can live a better life.
That's a lot of services and a lot of good work that you guys are doing. Mike, I wonder if you could help us to kind of make it practical. Give me an example of a way that the ministry has made a difference in somebody's life recently. Can you do that?
So one of the things that a lot of folks are in need of, because we'll get people that move into the neighborhood here, maybe their first time living out on their own. We may have folks that move in and maybe they've come up from a domestic abuse shelter. And if they've escaped a situation like that, most time they just don't have anything. And so a lot of times folks will move into a house or an apartment and they really don't have anything. And a lot of times, you know, just getting started out, they don't have a lot of funds to pay for a lot of stuff. And so one of the things we have here at the Mission is that we keep a list for folks who need things. So maybe they need a bed or a dresser, or maybe they need an end table or a lamp or some kind of housewares. So we keep that list, and we'll have people all the time that will call us who want to donate things. And a lot of folks just don't have the ability to bring that stuff to us sometimes. And so we're very fortunate. We've got volunteers and folks with trucks, and we've got a van. And so a lot of times we can go pick stuff up. And so normally we don't even have to store it here because we already know where it's going. We've had so many donations here lately, we've actually exhausted through our list pretty good. And so we had a lady, I guess she called on Monday, and then she was wanting to donate some furniture and some other items. And so one of our volunteers, Daniel, he went and picked that stuff up. And, I mean, it was a full truckload. And when he came back, I mean, it was a couch, it was some dressers, I mean, a lot of really good furniture. And a lady had just parked in the parking lot and was walking to the Mission, and she saw that, and she said, wow, I could really use that. And so I started talking with her and found out she had just moved into her own place and didn't really have anything. And so, you know, here was a great you know, set of furniture that she could use, and it's just like everything in the truck was stuff that she didn't have that she needed. And so we were able just to, instead of unloading all those items here at the Mission, we just drove it straight over to her house and unloaded it for her. And they just said, yeah, there wasn't anything at all. And so the lady that we picked up the items from, she had actually a few more items that just wouldn't fit in the truck, so they went back to go pick those up. And when they got back there, they were able to tell the lady the impact that her donation had made and how all of her items were now in this lady's house, who had had nothing before but now had dressers and had a couch and had end tables and other items. And the lady was so excited and so moved that instead of just donating what she planned on, she was asking, well, I wonder if she needs a toaster. I wonder if she needs a lamp. I wonder if she needs this. Well, she filled up the truck again. And so they were able to take all those items over to this lady. And so it is amazing that we get things at exactly the time we need them, when someone is in need of them. And we truly believe that God moves on people's hearts to donate particular items. And we believe that every single item that comes through these doors is meant for a specific person. And our job is to try to find the home of where these items are supposed to go to. And a lot of times we don't get a share with the folks when they donate the impact, because it might be a day or two until we found the home for them. But yesterday was just an amazing day, because we were able to share with someone who donated the exact impact that that makes.
So you guys take all kinds of donations, right?
We do. In fact, it is much easier. We just tell people we take everything. Because a lot of times if you take this or don't take this, or you can only donate on these days or these times, it just makes it hard for folks. And so the good thing is we partner with a lot of agencies. So even if we get an item that we might not use here, we know where it needs to go so that it can go to bless somebody.
That's great. Well, I can see that a lot of what you guys do then depends on the generosity and the donations that come from the community. And I know you guys have an upcoming fundraiser. Would you tell us something about that?
Yeah, we primarily rely on God moving on people's hearts and churches and businesses to help us, you know, love our neighbors. And so we do two fundraisers a year. And of course, you know, with the pandemic, last summer we weren't able to do our golf scramble. And then this February we would normally have our choir fest, and we weren't able to do that. So we had two fundraisers back to back that we weren't able to hold. And so, but this summer I'm happy to announce we are going to be able to do our golf scramble, and it will be the first Saturday in June, which is June the 5th. And we will be at Riverbend Golf Club in Argolite, Kentucky. And that's the place that has hosted us there for years and years and years. And this will be our 30th year of holding our golf scramble, so that's kind of special to us too. But it is it's a four-person scramble, best ball, and it's the registration for a four-person team is $300 to come out there, and you can register prior, or you can get there at 7:30 in the morning to register that day. And we'll serve lunch there. There's also prizes for winners. There's also four different closest to the pin prizes. And we'll also have some door prizes and some auction items there. And so the funds from the Choir Fest and from the Golf Scramble, they go to support our free preschool that we offer to our neighbors. And even during the pandemic this year, we were able to hold in-person classes for our 3- and 4-year-olds, and in fact, here in 2 weeks, we'll graduate 9 kids out of our preschool for this year that will be going into kindergarten. And our preschool has been operating now for 36th year for our preschool. And so we can host up to 24 kids in our preschool, and it's available for our neighbors here, and they don't have to pay anything. But through our fundraisers that people support, that enables us to run this preschool so that we don't have to charge any of the families to use it.
Okay, so if someone wants to pre-register for the Golf Scramble or learn more about it, or if they'd like to give a donation to the mission, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, so the easiest way to do that, if you go on Facebook and you just look up Hillcrest Bruce Mission, you'll find us, and the information and our flyers are on there for the Golf Scramble. Or you can send us a message through Facebook. We try to answer that pretty quickly. Our email is also on the Facebook site, or you can reach us at director@hillcrestbrucemission.com. Or sometimes it's even easier just to give us a call, and we're at 606-324-5723. And if you just Google and look up Hillcrest Bruce Mission, all that information will be there. And so you could register a team to play golf. You could also sponsor a hole, or you could even give in honor of memory of someone for a hole and help sponsor the Golf Scramble. So any of those ways, and we have PayPal on our website. You can send us a check, or we can just work things out however you want. But there's a lot of ways to give and help support what we're trying to do here in the community.
Well, there you have it. Once again, if you'd like to learn more, be sure to look up Hillcrest Bruce Mission on Facebook or visit hillcrestbrucemission.com. I want to say thank you to Mike Maynard for being our special guest today on our Community Matters interview. If you missed any part of this interview or if you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it online at walkfm.org. And if you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview right here on Walk FM. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.